Parshas Behar Tovshin Ayin Vov. Parshas Behar talks about Shemitah and Yovel, and there's a pasuk that touches up the central message of Shemitah and Yovel. V'ha'oretz lo'itimocher latzmisus ki li kol ha'oretz. A person is not able to sell his karka to someone else forever. Because kili kol ha'oretz, because be'emes it belongs to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Everything is only temporary. Our shayches to olam hazeh bechlal is only temporary. So the message in Shemitah and Yovel, which is so appropriate to the days of Sfiras Ha'omer when we prepare for Kabbalas HaTorah, is that olam hazeh is arai, it's temporary, nothing is forever. Put that in proportion when you think about various things that you do in your day-to-day life, even not specifically in relevance to karka, but to put so much emphasis on something that's so not important and that will only be for a small amount of time, so disproportionately to various other things that are for netzach, that is what a person has to focus on. The ha'aretz lo timocher latzmisus. You're not going to be there forever. There's a story from Rav Chaim Mivolozhin that there were two Balei Dvorim that were fighting about a karka. Ze oimer kuloi shali, v'ze oimer kuloi shali. And Rav Chaim Mivolozhin went to the place where that karka was, and he lied down, and he listened with his ear to the karka, and he says, interesting, ze oimer kuloi shali, v'ze oimer kuloi shali. But the karka is saying, tarvayu shali. Both of you will eventually be by me. It's not forever. There's a famous story with Rabbi Kiva Eger. There was a person in Pozna, where Rabbi Kiva Eger was the Rav, that was a Malva Baribis. And when the time came and he was Nifter, the Chevra Kadisha charged him an exorbitant price because they wanted to get at least some of the money back that he had taken from various other Yidden. And the family went to complain to the Shiltoin that this is unfair, that they're taking extra money for them, more than the standard price for a kvura. And the Shiltoin called Rabbi Kiva Eger over to explain what's pshat. So Rabbi Kiva Eger said, Tosfos in Baba Metzia Daf Ayin brings from a Yerushalmi that a Malva Baribis won't even be zoiche to come l'tchias ha-meisim. There's a makar for it, that someone that is Malva Baribis is not zoiche t'chias ha-meisim. Therefore, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, everyone that buys a plot for kvura, it's a temporary, it's a rental. Anachnu ma'aminim that the geul is coming b'mehera, and be'emes it's only a temporary rental of real estate in the kark and the makam kvura. But for this Malva Baribis, we're charging him a much higher rate. He's paying a full-time buying fee and not just as a rental. And the Shiltan accepted this reasoning of Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's interesting that someone once asked the Satmar Rebbe, how come it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch this idea that someone that's Malva Baribis won't even become Tetchias HaMeisim? It should have been mentioned, Shulchan Aruch should say, Dover Chomer Adma, oi, that you're not even Zoichet Tetchias HaMeisim. So the Satmar Rebbe offhand answered to him, Vos Artaich, it's a Shach, meaning you're right, it's not a Mechaber, but the Shach in his Pirish writes it. So the Shach brings down the idea. This fellow went to check, and he didn't see anywhere that the Shach in Hilchas Ribis brings down the idea that a Malva Baribis is not come to Tchias HaMeisim. Afterwards, it was Nisbarer what the Satmar Rebbe meant. The Shach printed his Sefer, originally it was as a separate Sefer, his Pirish. He wrote it in the year Tof Zayin, and in the year Tof Zayin, some 370 years ago, in the year Tof Zayin, he wrote a poem where each stanza of the poem is corresponding to one section of the Halachas in Shulchan Aruch. And in each stanza of this poem, the last three, four words of each stanza is Gematria Tof Zayin, a remez to the year that it was printed. And if you look at the remez that's written for Hilchas Ribis, it ends off Lo Yokutz Imanu, he will not wake up with us, which is Gematria Tof Zayin. That was the place where the Satmar Rebbe meant the Shach brings down the idea. But Akapanim, the idea is for a person to be misboinin from Shemitah and Yovel and Malva Baribis, that Ha'aretz Lo'iti Mocher Letzmisus, we're not here forever, we're here on a temporary mission, and we have to make the most out of our mission, what we have to do. Now, the beginning of the parasha discusses the inyan of counting 7 years of Shemitah and then 7 cycles of Shemitah till Yovel. And the Rishonim will explain that this is a parallel to the fact that we have Sfiras HaOmer, where we count also 7 cycles of 7, and finally we come to Atzeres of Chamishim. The Ramban writes that the days of Sfiras HaOmer are like Chol HaMoyed, between Pesach and Shavuos. Now, the days of Sfira are days that we count, and we have to make them count. It's days of personal growth for every Yid separately. The Mefarshim explain, and all the Svarim, it talks about this idea, that Be'emes, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, there was already a Yitziah from all Chamishim Shari Tumah, and they were already on the highest Madrega, but it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisra'uah Dele'ela, that did it. The avoid of spheres that each one must count. And that's why Be'emes, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Kol Echad Chayiv Lispor. And the Mefarshim ask, Kol Echad Chayiv Lita Lulav, Kol Echad Chayiv Laniach Tefillin, what's Kol Echad? So one shot is there was a Havin, and maybe it's a din on Bezdin to count. Similarly, like the din to count Shmitas and Yoivlois, like most Rishonim was also a din to count Pashtas on Leil Rosh Hashanah, they made a bracha, and they said, Al Sfira Shanim. And maybe if you missed 1 year, maybe you can't continue the Hemshech. There was a din of Sfira. So maybe Sfira Soimer also was just on the Bezdin, not on every Yochid. Avdem said, no, every Yochid is Chayiv to count. Other Achroinim explained that Dvar Avraham and others, they bring from the Poiskim that one is not Yoitza Shemea Ka'oine by Sfiris HaOmer. By most mitzvahs, when a person must say something, Kriyishma, Berchus HaMazon, Brocha, is various things that a person must say, there's a concept of Shemea Ka'oine. But by Sfiris HaOmer, no. Chayiv Kol Echad Lispor. There's no Shemea Ka'oine. And the Dvar Avraham explains it because Sfiris HaOmer is not just to say the Nusach, it's to count. And you could only count by yourself. He says that even in the days of Sfeika de Yoima, they would not do Sfeika de Yoima. Even when they really were Mesupik, which day it was, on both days for Sfiris HaOmer. You can't count and say, maybe today is the 26th, maybe it's the 27th. You have to count, Be'oifen Mukhlat, you have to count. You have to be clear and concise about what you're counting. But another pshat why a person has to count by himself and not be Yaitse with Shemea Ka'ina is because the days of Sfiris HaOmer is personal growth. Every person has to work out his avoida and his avoida Hashem and his growth, and then together kish echad b'leiv echad, we're ready by Shavuos. But during the days of Sfira, it's everyone working on his own to build up and shine. The Aruch Chaim writes that Sfira is a lashon of sapir, a sapphire stone, that a person has to shine during the days of Sfira. When you make the days count and you put emphasis and don't miss a single day of continuous growth and hemshech in your avodas Hashem, so then eventually a person, a yid, his neshama shines. I heard a beautiful mashal about a person that was very, very wealthy. He had a huge business and he had a 50-story building where all of his various assets and inyanim were taken care of. And he had a ben yochid, and his office was on the top floor, on the 50th floor, a very fancy office with a panoramic view. And he brought his son up to that office and said, you could stay here, a capable young man who had already prepared for this. And he brought him up to the 50th floor and he said, stay here for a month. And then he said, now that you saw what it's about, I want you to go down to the first floor and work your way up as a process, and eventually you make it back. Meaning, first time he went up with the elevator straight up, that was Yitzias Mitzrayim, when you went straight up. Afterwards, it's an avoida of every single day. During Omer, this Sfarim right, Omer, without the Vav, is Gematria Shai, 310, it's the Shai Elamos. Because the Omer is the Midah that a person is Zoicha to his entire Shlemus of his Shai Elamos. But it's Midah connected Midah. It's Omer. It's the amount of energy and emphasis and importance that you put into it, that's what you get. The schar is kefi the midah. Omer is a measurement. It could have called it korban soirim. It's called the korban omer. The omer is the measurement. Kefi the midah that a person puts in, and if he puts in the shleimus of the midah, he will be zeicha to the full omer, to the 310 olamos. He will be zeicha to the full midah. K'moiken chag hashavuos. Shavuos. It's fascinating. The name of the chag is chag hashavuos, because it's the weeks that preceded it. The 7 weeks that preceded Shavuos are b'mahus, what Shavuos is about. The Shavuos shekadmula, and the amount of koiches and emphasis that was put into it, that's what creates your shvuas. Your shvuas will be kefi the midah of what you did during those 7 shavuos. Now, this is something important to know already at the beginning of Sfiras HaOmer, to know that. But on the other hand, the Magid Mikoshnis used to say, Ad mimochras HaShabbos HaShviyas Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. A Yid can chapayin and chaparayin, even when it's mimochras HaShabbos HaShviyas. He's holding mamash at the last day. He can do a Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. There's also that bechina that a person could be misroim in berega echad. It's a true nakuda, but avada, the arbit is, the avoida is to do it as a process as we're going through. Now we're coming to a standing point, a very central landmark part of the Sfiras HaOmer, Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer. All the Svarim talk about Soidos Nisgovim that are in Lag BaOmer. The Chasam Sofer writes that the mon started falling on Lag BaOmer. Because if you make a cheshbon, when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, for 1 month they were nistapik b'matzahs that they brought out of Mitzrayim. And that's why they had those matzahs till Tezvav Iyar, which is Pesach Sheni. And during those 3 days, they were still mistapik with matzah. And then they asked Hashem that they need a new source of mazoin. And it came down this oichel ruchni of the mon, which starts falling on Lag BaOmer, because Lag BaOmer is this turning point when we go into higher gear towards our preparation for Shavuos. The Bnei Yisoscha writes that Sfiras HaOmer 49 can be broken up really into Leiv Toiv. Leiv is 32, is the first 32 days of the Omer, and then there's Toiv, the other 17 days. Leiv Toiv, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ezu Derech Toiv, Sheyivdik Ba'adam, is a Machlekes Tanoim. Rabbi Lazar says, Leiv Toiv. The Shlav of Lag BaOmer is when we go from Leiv to Toiv, and we get to Gal Einai Va'abitin Eflois Mitoira Secha. The Shem Yishmuel writes that when Yaakov ran away from Lavan, that represents Be'emes in Maisa Ovisim in Labonim, Klal Yisrael, leaving Mitzrayim. So Yaakov is running away, but then Lavan runs after him. Mitzrayim runs after him. And the truth is there was still a little Mitzrishkeit. When was it represented that there was a total disconnection and distance from Yaakov, from Lavan, which is represented by Klal Yisrael also? When Yaakov finally meets up with Lavan and he makes the pile of stones and he says, Eid HaGal Hazeh. Gal is 33, is Lag BaOmer. Hazeh is 17. That's when he ran away. That's when he was, that day, Lag BaOmer, was that day when it's definitively a separation from the Mitzvishkeit and we're ready for Kabbalah Satoira. It's Mavur, the Magala Amukas brings, about Rabbi Akiva. Of course, in the days of Sfira, we're about the days Shemesu Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. 24,000 Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. He explains that Be'emes, when Moshe Rabbeinu was davening Voeschanon, and he was asking his 515 tefillos to go into Eretz Yisrael, each tefillah was for a different detail. One of the tefillos was that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking that he should be zoicha to also bring down the Torah Shebel Peh, which Rabbi Akiva ended up bringing down. And the Rabbanish Lord answered him, no, Rav Loch, you will bring down the Torah Shebel Ksav in that facet. And of course he brought down Torah Shebel Peh also, but Rabbi Akiva has a bezundera koyach that he was a moiser of the Torah Shebel Peh. And the Magal Amukas explains that the Emes, when Bilam, which is Lavan, who did meet up with us, and Bilam gives the klola, and that klola made a pegam in Klal Yisrael, that originally 24,000 from Bnei Shimon had to be nifter, and when the 24,000 Bnei Shimon were nifter, only then was it allowed that Moshe Rabbeinu could bring down the Shlemus of Torah Shebeksav. But for the Shlemus of Torah Shebal Peh, it was necessary for another zichuch of the 24,000 Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. And only then was it ready for the Shlemus of the Kabbalah Torah Shebal Peh that was brought out Dorch Rabbi Akiva and Dorch the 5 new Talmidim that brought down the Shlemus HaTorah. We should be zoicha to take this special day and bring it to new heights, that we should be zoicha to see the Oyer HaTorah and be zoicha to Avas HaTorah and Kabbalas HaTorah with all the Farnem, and we should be zoicha to the Geula b'mher v'yameinu.